Before we get into the episode, I want to take a quick second to talk about some exciting announcements from the team behind one of my all-time favourite audio dramas, Victoriosity. The first thing is that they have a new season being released right now, and I was delighted to be asked to contribute some of the sound design of the series and the fascinating world of even greater London. The second is that the creators of Victoriosity, the amazing Jen and Chris Sugden, have a book out set in the world of Even Greater London, with Fleet and Clara investigating a brand new mystery. The book is called High Voltage and is released on March 14th, which also happens to be my birthday. So if you've not got me anything, buy yourself a copy and we'll call it even. I deeply love Victoriosity. If you put the writings of Terry Pratchett, Douglas Adams, and a deep understanding of Victorian literature and culture into a steampunk blender, you'd get this truly special show. The very first indie podcast I ever saw live was Victoriosity down in Oxford in 2018, I think. It's actually where I met Ella Watts, so you could say we have Victoriosity to thank for Camlin and, well, most of my career, I guess. Anyway, I'll stop rambling. Please check out Victoriosity wherever you get your podcasts and High Voltage wherever you get your books. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the episode.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message has been approved by the royal family.
This informational mind incursion is the first in a series designed to provide townships with instruction and information concerning the business of the dungeon economic model. This introductory vision is entitled Dungeons. Why Have One? In recent times, a dungeon has become a staple in towns wishing to be prosperous, in very much the same way that churches once were. The reasons for this trend are very straightforward. In the first instance, a dungeon is a very effective, albeit costly, means of security. In a world such as ours, populated by many species of all manner of shapes and sizes, being safe in one's home was reserved for those townships that could afford to build walls, or were sizable enough to train, equip, and maintain a militia. In this environment, the trade of monster hunting became popular. However, they were very difficult to keep around, owing to their particular habit of going where the money is, rather than where the monsters are, as one might expect. The construction of a dungeon changes the principle of defense by putting the walls around the monsters instead of around civilized folk, making the local environment much safer. For a young upstart town, building a dungeon can be an expensive endeavor. However, it is a most worthwhile investment, as it means the townspeople can rest easy, the monsters safely contained within a dungeon. The construction of dungeons had the beneficial side effect of streamlining the process of locating monsters, making the job of a monster hunter simpler and more profitable. As a small number of these monster hunters became exceedingly rich and told of their exploits in wildly exaggerated and romanticized autobiographies, The term adventurers entered common parlance to describe these individuals. This leads to the second reason to build a dungeon: economic development. Despite the upfront investment, dungeons are an easy way to generate a steady income for the local community. It is a well-documented fact that monsters possess an inexplicable multitude of treasures that, being monsters, they never spend or invest. Their lack of financial responsibility finally putting to rest the monsters' civil rights debate. This means that finding riches inside a dungeon is a near certainty. If one can somehow acquire it without being eaten or burned alive, dissolved in acid, or frozen solid, or poisoned, or electrified, or petrified, or stabbed, or slashed, or bludgeoned, or just murdered normally.
Ha! Oh.
Adventurers unlock these riches through the long-established legal principle of finders keepers. These riches then trickle out into the local economy. The precise nature of how this takes place and how your township can harness this is known as the Dungeon Economic Model, or DEM. This series of educational telepathic visions is designed to explain this new paradigm and guide local government in how it might take advantage of this new opportunity. This informational mind incursion was delivered through the Telepathic Broadcasting Service. It was written by David Devereaux and Cameron Clough and performed by Roger Best with Beth Crane as the Royal Seal. It was created and produced by David Devereaux with production coordination by David Pellow and is presented by Tin Can Audio.
Thank you for listening to the Dungeon Economic Model. If you'd like to help us make more, or alternatively try to pay us to stop, head on over to tincanaudio.bandcamp.com and purchase a season pass for £3 or whatever you think it's worth. You'll get the entire series straight away, instead of having to wait for new episodes every week, like a normal person. Purchasing a season pass is a great way to support the show and help all that we do here at Tin Can Audio. It also allows us to buy more coal for the writer. No, that doesn't work. Thank you very much for listening, and we hope you continue to enjoy, or at the very least tolerate, the Dungeon Economic Model. Thank you.